at Fair Oaks.
I figure from the looks of the lake shore that we're well up along the lake. Well, at any minute now, we're liable to run into squads from the Blue Tea, our opponent.
Uh-huh, that's right. Boy, I'd hate to be captured and have to walk back to the gym all alone.
Well, you won't have to if you keep quiet and keep down.
Hey, what became of the moon?
Oh, it's been behind the cloud all the way. From the looks of things, it looks like it's going to stay that way.
They sure picked a good night for this hunt. He must have looked at the weather forecast and picked out a cloudy night.
Shh, wait.
What'd you hear?
Nothing, I guess. Sounded like voices coming from just above us.
Boy, I can't see my hand, even when I hold it right in front of my face.
Maybe it's too dirty.
Now, quiet, no kidding around now. Now, look, get this. We're going to crawl.
Crawl?
Sure, Tom, that's the best way. This brush along here will be a perfect blind for us. If we stand up, the squads from the other team will be liable to see us. We'd be right against the lake and stand out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, we'll crawl.
Right. Now, Jerry?
Yeah?
You hold on to my ankle, and I'll lead. Tom, you hold on to Jerry's ankle.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, Tubby.
Uh-huh?
You grab Tom's ankle, and we'll crawl that way single file.
Right, Corporal Phillips. You give the orders, and your loyal squad will follow you to the end.
Not too close to the end.
Okay. All right, now, down we go. Okay, has everybody got the ankle of the man in front?
This is either your ankle or a tree stump.
Well, it's my ankle, all right, and don't try to pull it off my leg.
I got yours, Jerry.
I'll say you have. How about you, Tubby?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, then here we go. Forward.
Oh, yeah, boys, it's dark. See, they didn't even leave a light running back of the school.
I know it. We turned them all out, so we'd have to depend entirely on our sense of direction to get us through.
Hey, watch it.
There's a sapling here. I'll hold it back till you get through, Jerry.
Kind of dusty.
Yeah.
Hi, Drew. You coming, Tubby? Sure thing. Last night at this time, I was tucked in a nice warm bed. And now look at me. Okay, I'm through.
Right. Well, then here we go again. Everybody down flat on the ground.
Yeah. Go ahead, Lee.
Good night, Brad.
Tell me you can't see now.
That's what you did.
Oh, my Tubby, why do you always pick the worst times to sneeze?
I don't pick the times. The sneeze picked me. That dust got in my nose.
Well, cover your nose with your handkerchief.
How many hands do you think I got? One to hold Tom's ankle, one to hold a handkerchief over my nose, and one to help me crawl. What do you think I am, a sentry?
Oh, you mean a centipede.
Okay, just hold down the sneezes, that's all. All right, let's go again.
Oh, night, he's off again.
Don't bother him, somebody.
I got him. This hurts me more than it does you, Tubby, but we've just got to stop those sneezes.
Listen.
Who is it, Lee?
I can't make them out. Wait a minute. Yeah, blue armband. It's a squad from the other team.
I wonder if we could capture them.
Nix, we can't take the chance. Just let them pass by. Lie low. Keep that handkerchief over Tubby, Jerry.
Yeah, I got him. Boy, that was a close one.
Yeah. They probably figured no one else would be around here.
Hey, they're on the right track, too. And now they've got a start on us. Suppose they get to the clue first. Well, what happens then?
Well, that's all part of the game. We've got to throw them off some way.
How?
Well, a decoy.
Decoy?
Sure. We've got to draw them away from the clue so we can get to it first.
Oh, well, how are we going to do that?
Tubby, come here.
Yeah?
Tubby, old boy. Tubby, here's your chance to do and die for the gold team. The chance to become a hero.
I don't like the sound of that speech, Lee Phillips.
Tubby, old boy, you gotta.
Gotta what?
You gotta make a sacrifice. Yes, sir.
Oh, no.
I'm commanding the squad, Tubby Young. I'm giving commands.
Oh, gee.
Listen, Tubby, remember what Nathan Hale said? I regret I have only one life to give to my country.
Yeah, but he's got a statue in his honor.
All right, we'll erect a statue in your honor for the exclusive use of Dur Oaks. And in years to come, all the cadets will stand in front of it and say, that's Tubby Young, who during the great treasure hunt...
All right, cut it, Jerry. We haven't got that much time. Now listen, Tubby. You cut across, down to the lakeshore. When you get there, make a lot of noise. Get that squad to either hold up or chase you. Then we'll make a run for it to that next clump of trees. You got that straight?
Oh, holy smoke. Do I have to?
It's a command, Cadet Young.
It's a shame, Cadet Phillips.
All right, now go ahead. No more arguments. Step on it. That squad will be out of sight before you get started.
Okay, but I'm doing this against my will.
Poor old Tubby.
He ought to decoy that squad around so we'll have clear sailing.
I hope so. We better lie low here and wait.
Shh. Tubby's well on his way.
Yeah, I hope he'll be all right.
Oh, sure he will. I'll bet... There he goes. They're going the other way. Good old Tubby.
He's pulling them around. We can make a break for it now.
All right, let's go.
Well, we made it.
We're in cover again.
Nice work. Okay, let's make for the first clue.
Wait a minute. I've got an idea.
What?
Look, if we spread out, I mean, each of us take a separate trail, and then meet further on, we'll run less chance of being seen. One man can make it better alone than three.
Swell idea, Lee. I'll go to the right.
All right, and I'll take the left. Jerry, you go straight ahead. We'll meet in that next clearing. That's about 50 feet up. You see where I mean?
Yeah, just about. Okay, I'm ready. We'll meet there.
See you there.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Jerry. I'll wait here a few seconds to check.
Okay. Here I go.
This is swell.
Keep more to the brush, Jerry.
I am. Hey, put the ring. Jump on my back, will you? I'll fix you.
You're my prisoner. You gotta go back to the gym.
For the love of Mikey. It's me, Tubby Jerry.
Gosh, I didn't know it. You were all alone.
Fine, Scout, you are. Capturing one of your own men. You knocked the wind out of me.
I wasn't taking any chances.
Oh, never mind that now. How about that squad from the blue team?
Boy, they fell for me like a ton of bricks. I yelled at them and then cut around the lakeshore. They chased me, but I fooled them. I shinned up a tree and they went right underneath me, lickety-split. I was in the tree when I jumped down on you.
Well, no wonder you knocked the wind out of me, dropping down on me from a limb of a tree. But come on, we can't waste time here. We got to meet Lee and Tom in the clearing. All right, let's go.
Hey, the moon's coming out again. It's going to be as bright as day in a minute.
So we'll have to be extra careful. Oh, take it easy, Tubby. You're crawling on my heel.
I don't want to lose you. Uh-oh. There's the full moon.
Yeah, and there's the clearing right up there. Down over, Tubby. And stick close to the edge of the clearing.
I got you.
Lee and Tom should be here. Wait a minute. Lee? Tom?
Jerry?
Yeah, that you, Lee?
Yeah. Tom and I are over here. Crawl around to your left. You'll run right into us.
Here we come.
Here we are.
Okay. Hi, Tubby. Nice job.
I threw the blue squad off the track. They're way off now.
Oh, swell. Now, are we...
Hey, I thought you said you led that blue squad off the track.
They double-crossed me. They're coming back.
Okay, then back you go and lead them a merry chase.
Again?
Yes, sir, again. Go on, step on it before they get to the clue before we do.
This makes two lives I gave to my country. Seven more and I'm a cat. Okay. Don't forget the statue.
Boy, he's sure earning something.
Hey!
There they go again.
Good. Now in the confusion, we'll make a dash for him.
Tom.
You scout over to the left, toward the lake. Jerry, you and I will cut straight ahead.
Should I go now?
Yeah. We'll meet you down by the trail as soon as we've got the first clue.
Okay. If Tubby doesn't decoy that blue squad far enough away, I'll take care of it.
Good boy. All right, Jerry. Here we go.
Hey, wait. What's the matter? Look straight ahead. Just across the end of the clearing.
Somebody's moving.
Yeah. Can't be Tubby. Can't be Tom.
One of the other team. Boy, oh boy, here's where we make a capture and take a player off the blue team.
Hey, he's moving across now.
Yeah. Can't make out who it is. Can you?
No. Can't even see whether he's got on a uniform or not.
He must be one of the other team. No one's ever out here this time of night. Come on, we'll get him.
Easy now. He may be a decoy, just like Tubby was for us.
Say, that's right. Okay, easy it is. Let's keep on his heels.
Looks like he's all alone. There's no one else around. And
probably a blue scout. Come on, Jerry.
Paul! No use running. You're captured.
Guess he doesn't believe you, Lee. He's making a run for it.
Yeah, and we've got to get to him before he gets in the tree clump, or we'll lose him. Come on!
There he goes to your left.
We're almost on him.
Make a dive for him just as soon as you think you can tackle him.
We're gaining. He's having trouble running. He's carrying something.
Yeah. Maybe it's the clue. If it is, we've captured a man and the clue. Great, Lee.
Right. I'll bring him.
Golly. What happened?
What? I don't know. He was right in front of us, and all of a sudden he just dropped from sight. Like the earth opened up and swallowed him.
Dropped from sight? Hey, come on.
Yeah.
Lee, wait. Take it easy. Listen.
He's hurt. He fell down.
Stop, Lee, right in front of you. Look.
Oh, I see it. Boy, Jerry. You just did stop me in time. But this is a deep hole.
Lee, whoever that was, he's down in this hole.